This podcast was created for female business owners, coaches, and service providers to answer this question. How can I take what I already know, turn it into a short and simple self-published book, then leverage that book into six and seven figures and beyond? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Jessica DeBry. Welcome to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome back to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast, Episode 3. In this episode, we're discussing the five phases of self-publishing a business building book. In other words, what are those five steps to creating a book that builds your business and your brand and increases your revenue in your business on the back end? Now, before we jump in, I am here to give you a friendly reminder to stay in your phase. You've heard of the saying, stay in your lane. And when you stay in your phase, you're focusing and staying present on whatever phase you're in with your book before jumping to the next. One of the most common questions I get, whether it's from women that I meet at events or women that I'm working with or random direct messages I get on Instagram, by the way, follow me at Jessica DeBry if you're not following me already, is how do I create a best-selling book? And I love that question. I love talking about that question because that's what I do. I turn business owners into best-selling authors. However, most of the women that ask that question haven't even started their book yet. Now, I did the same thing, so I'm not calling anyone out here. When I was planning out my book, I researched everything and I wanted to know all the steps before I actually started the process. But I have to say, we as humans tend to overthink and underact. You know, we're constantly planning the next thing. Even with my 2-year-old toddler, one of his new words, his new favorite words is next. He's always saying next, next, next. Of course, it sounds more like next, 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 right? Pretty sure he got that word from my husband, who is super linear with everything he does. And he's always planning, always asking what's next. You know, a couple of weekends ago, we took a trip to the World Wildlife Zoo and it was just a beautiful day. We're kind of sitting there watching a white tiger at the white tiger exhibit and the sun is out and, you know, my toddler's giggling at seeing the stripes of the tiger walk by. And my husband nudges me and he says something like, hey, what are we doing next? What are we doing after this? What's next on the agenda? And I take a deep breath and I say, can't we just enjoy the moment? You know, my toddler starts yelling out, next, next, next. And, you know, it was kind of a reminder that we need to stay present. And it's the same for your book journey. It's not just about enjoying the book journey and the phase that you're in, but it's also about staying laser focused, which is really key in getting the phase right, whatever phase you're in. I'm telling you this so that you can learn from my mistakes. You know, I spent many a days that I should have spent writing on other stuff like searching on YouTube or on Google for things like, how do I change this or so-and-so in Kindle or Amazon, or, hey, what should my cover be? Or what should my promo images look like? And, you know, wasting hours in Canva, all silly stuff, really. And with the women that I work with, I always say, stay in your phase. So I'm repeating that for you. Stay in your phase. As we remember that, let's jump into these five phases. As we go through the individual phases, I'm also going to share with you the biggest challenges in each and then how you can work through that as you're facing them in each individual phase. The first phase is your pre-writing outline phase. This is where you're taking your big idea for your book and you're actually kind of mapping out what it's going to look like in book form. So writing everything out in a framework for yourself so that you know when it comes to your chapters, what you want those strategies to be, what you want those stories to be that you're going to be sharing, and getting everything aligned so that when you go into phase two, which is writing, you actually have something to draw from. Now, I have to say that the biggest challenge here is actually getting started. It's doing the work. If you've had some issues getting started and completing some sort of outline for yourself, make sure to check out my course, the 1-Hour Book Blueprint, where I walk you through how to do that. you should hear an outro ad for that on the end. Sorry for the mid podcast plug here, but this is really key because if you try and jump ahead of this phase into phase two, then that's where you're facing what I like to call the blank page scaries. You're facing a blank page with a cursor that's blinking and blinking and blinking. You're thinking, what the heck am I supposed to write about? So don't skip this phase. Get started, write out your outline, because once you do and you roll into phase two, which is actually writing the manuscript, that's when you'll be excited, excited to sit down and write because you know what you're going to be writing about and you know the stories and the strategies and the struggles that you're going to be sharing with your readers. And it just kind of starts to flow for you. So when you're in phase two and you're actually writing, the biggest challenge is kind of middle of the book manuscript process. I call it the mid-book lull. The mid-book lull, it's where you're feeling like, okay, I've lost a little bit of my excitement. This process is taking longer than I wanted it to, and I don't have time for it. And, you know, we start getting in our head a little bit. And the way that you work through that challenge is where you keep your writing sessions on the calendar. Of course you're busy. You have many different things in your life, in your business that you're juggling out. But when you have it scheduled for yourself, it forces you to work through that lull and get to the other side. It's kind of like a hump, right? Because once you kind of get over that big mountain hump, you roll down the other side and there's another jolt of excitement when you realize that you're past the halfway point and you're moving closer to the finish line with your book manuscript. Phase three is when you're prepping your book for publishing. If you were working with a traditional publisher, this is where you would kind of pass off your manuscript. But because we're self-publishing here, and I'm actually reminding myself that we need to do a dedicated episode all about the big benefits of self-publishing, but we'll get there. But because we're self-publishing here, this is all in your wheelhouse. So the biggest challenge is making your book look professional. In other words, no different than a traditionally published book. If someone is searching for key search terms on Amazon and they come across your book and they're looking at it with, of course, all the other books that come up on Amazon, you don't want them to automatically think, oh, that's self-published. You want your book, the cover to look professional, the grammar to be correct, everything to be in line with the way a traditionally published book should be. So what does that include? That includes, of course, the edit, passing off your book manuscript to get edited by a professional editor. The interior book design itself. That includes everything from what font you use to what chapter headers you want to look like, where you want your page numbers to go. And then, of course, you need to keep in mind that depending on where you publish your book, of course, we're talking about Amazon here, but what sort of mediums are you publishing on? Are you publishing on paperback? Are you publishing on Kindle? With the women that I work with, we do both. Of course, a lot of us prefer one over the other, but readers like both. So doing as many publishing mediums as possible is a benefit for your readers because it meets them where they're at. And then, of course, the cover. If you're just doing a digital, like a Kindle version of your book, then you only need a front cover. But if you're doing a full paperback, of course, you need a back cover. And thinking ahead about, oh, if I'm doing a back cover, I need to write the actual text and the copy for the back cover and making sure that text and that copy gets over to the editor as well so that you don't have any grammatical errors on the back. So when you have your book ready for publishing, I mean, that's exciting, right? Just even thinking about that. But when you have that ready for publishing, we're ready to move into phase four, which is the launch of your book. Now we're getting excited. Now we're ready to put the bubbly and the champagne in the fridge to actually see the completion of your incredible book. The biggest challenge here is to maximize your momentum. You really only get, I don't want to say that because it sounds disappointing. I was going to say you really only get one shot to reach bestseller, and that's not true. You can always do an additional anniversary launch or other launches with your book. But the most opportune time to launch your book into a bestseller status, so what that means is reaching the top of the charts of whatever subcategory you're in on Amazon, is when you initially launch your book. So with the women that I work with individually, we are putting together launch teams. We are planning out launch strategies. So putting together key search terms on Amazon, picking the right categories, and then of course, putting together the launch materials like the images and the copy and all the excitement, doing a sale price right from the get-go so that it increases conversions. And it's all about velocity when it comes to launch, meaning the number of sales possible, biggest number of sales possible within the shortest period of time. And when done correctly with this phase, it is totally possible for you to be a bestseller, even a number one bestseller in your category on Amazon, and make yourself a bestselling author. Phase five is the big business boost. And phase five is your back-end business profits. This is where you're taking all of that momentum that you got from your book and from the launch and from the readers, the new people that are in your sphere, and catapulting that, leveraging that into your next thing in your business. The biggest challenge here is the timing and also the leverage itself, leveraging your reader wants and needs into what your business offering is going to be on the back end. So taking all of that momentum, bundling it up, snowballing it into the next big thing in your business, whether that's a product, a coaching package, a digital offering, whatever that may be. Those are the five phases. To recap here, the five phases. First phase is your pre-writing outline. Second phase is writing the actual manuscript. Phase three is prepping for publishing. Phase four is launching the book. And phase five is your back-end business profits. Now, as we roll into the next episode here, we're going to dive into that last phase, the back-end business profits. How do you actually do that? Now, it's great to hear that it's possible, but how do you actually do that? What does that actually look like? In episode four, we're going to talk more about that, how to create that circle of awesome, how to create that funnel, and what other opportunities are for you to actually create that six and seven figures in business revenue when you utilize your book to get there. But the key takeaway here from all of this is stay in your phase. Enjoy the phase, stay in the phase so that you have that laser focused as you're working through your book journey. My name is Jessica DeBry. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. Now it's time for you to go out there, write your story, and change the world. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. You listen to the podcast. Now it's time for you to read the book. Author Entrepreneur is officially a best-selling book. And if you've ever wondered how to make your book dream a reality, Author Entrepreneur will show you step-by-step how to write, launch, and leverage a short nonfiction book that can catapult your business so you can maximize your impact and build a six-figure business or even start one from scratch. Check it all out at jessicadebry.co/book and make sure to download your free Jumpstart Your Journey bonus author entrepreneur bundle at jessicadebry.co/book or search for Author Entrepreneur on Amazon. See you on the next episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast.